Today is the 28th of Tishrei, Chof Ches Tishrei, and the Tanya is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simen Chof Hei. The Alter Rebbe is explaining how the Shechina can be clothed in the lowest of all creation, even in the earth and in the water below the earth of this lowest creation of our world. Hello. However, to take it a step further, in the land of idolatry outside of Eretz Yisrael, hachayis hu al yedei hislapshus sorim hachitzeinim hamimunim al ayin umeis, the chayis, the life comes to the world, to the lands outside of Israel, by first being clothed in the sodim, the angels that represent the 70 nations. Dahainu sheyered nitzut midvar Hashem, which means that a spark of the word of God descends, hanikra b'shem malchus da'asiyah, which we are calling malchus da'asiyah, umeyir al hasodim shel mailo, bebechinas makif mil mailo. And this spark illuminates or gives life to the angels above that represent the 70 nations, the Ayin Sodom, the 70 angels, each one representing one of the 70 nations. So this Chayus comes to them, to those angels, v'bechinas makif mil mailo. It surrounds them from the outside, from above. But does not clothe itself in them literally. In other words, it affects them, it gives them life, but not by being clothed within them. The life comes to them from this spark, from this ray, that shines to them from above and surrounds them. And from these angels, the life flow continues downwards to the nations which live in these lands, and also to the animal life, the animals, the birds that are in those lands, ולארץ הגשמיס, ולשמיים הגשמיים שהם גלגלים, and also to the inorganic, to the earth itself, and to the heavens that are above these lands, the heavens being in layers, layer above layer. So this life comes to the unholy places, to the klipa, by surrounding and affecting them from the outside. So it's not literally called hislapshus. It's not called clothed within them, but rather it is present within them, but from a distance. Just like a person can be in a room and yet be distant. Elo shamayim va'aretz ubehemez v'chayiz v'efes tahedim. However, there's a distinction between those animals and those things that are kosher and those that are not. Those animals that are kosher, the earth that is kosher, the heaven that is kosher, nishpoyim miklipas noiga. All that energy and that life comes from a klipas noiga, from the bright klipa. V'hatmeyim v'nafshes ha'umes mishar klipes. And those animals and those things, the birds that are not kosher, and the souls of the nations who live in these lands, they come from the other klipa, from the totally dark klipa. Now the heaven and the earth and everything that is in them, that belongs to the lands of the nations, kulam kilochshive v'gabi hasodim shem chayusam v'kiyuma. The heavens, the earth, the creatures within these heavens and earth, they are all insignificant compared to the angel that is the source of their life and existence, through whom God gives them life, v'hasodim, and these angels that are the source of life for the 70 nations are kelom mamish chashivei legabei achayus hanimshech lehem. They are completely insignificant and non-existent compared to the life energy that is given to them from above. Mehanitzut midvar Hashem, which is merely a spark of a word of God, hameir aleihem milmaila, that shines to them from above, from outside of them, so to speak. The afal pikein. And yet, hachayus hanimshech l'teicha me'ha'ora zu, this life that is given to them from this ray or spark, who bebechinas golus b'teichon, is in exile within them. Sheloche nekroyim elikim achedim, and that's why they are called other gods. Vekoru lei, and they refer to God as Eloka delakaya, the God of gods. Shegam heim ein bechinas elikus. When they refer to God as the God of gods, it is not an expression of bittul, it's not an expression of respect for the Eibishter, but rather it suggests that they too are gods. Only God is the God of gods. V'lochein, and that's why ha'umeis hanishpoyim mehem, the angel, the nations that get their life from these angels, heim evdei avedei zara mamish. When it comes down into this world from the more refined, from the more subtle yeshus, from the more subtle arrogance, it becomes a total denial of God, where in this world they actually worship other gods. Ad eskate, and this will last until the time when the end of darkness will come. Sheyivu lahamoves v'hasitra achra, when death and unholiness will be completely removed, swallowed up. V'oz epech al amin, and then, as the Navi says, that God will bring all the nations, likrei kulam b'shem Hashem, that they will all serve God, and there won't be any idol worship anymore. So this energy, this divine spark that gives life to the angels above, that are the source of life for the 70 nations, this spark is in exile within those angels, even though the angels are much, much greater than the things that they create, than the lands and the nations that receive energy from them. And on the other hand, the godliness that is given to them is merely a spark from the word of God, and yet they are still so far apart that this divine spark cannot really fit and be comfortable in those angels, but is in an exile within them. Nikra gam kein b'shem golus hashchina. This exile of the divine spark is also called the golus of the Shechina. Me'ach ha'shechai yizeh asher b'b'chinas golus b'teicha. Since this energy that is in exile within them, who mehaoz anim sheches lehem, mehanitzut midvar Hashem, it is a ray of a spark from the word of God, hanikra shchina, that is called shchina. The word of God is called shchina, as we learned earlier. So the fact that that a ray or a spark of the word of God is in exile would mean that the shchina is in exile. How can that be? So the Rebbe says, the golus zeh nimshach mechet etzadas ve'elach. This golus began with the eating of the tree of knowledge and continued since then. Ve'hu b'chinas achorayim levad kedusha. What part of godliness can go into golus and be affected by the created condition by Klippa? It is only the hind part of the holiness. Ach kishegolu Yisrael lebeinu umis. But when Jews were exiled among the nations, va'achizas Yisrael v'shar shem u'b'chinas ponim ho'yenim, the Jew gets his life, and is the root of his life comes from the pnimius of God, from the pnimius of holiness. Hinezuhi golus shlema, that creates a literal golus, a full-fledged golus. Ve'alze omer rizal golu le'edem shchina imahem. And in this, concerning this, the sages say that when we were exiled into Edom, the Shechina was exiled with them, with us. So we see there are two levels of golus. There's a level of golus that came from the eating of the tree of knowledge. But that's the golus of the divine spark that gives life to the Ayin Sodom. And that golus is independent of where Jews are. That golus also affects only the hind part of Kedusha, as if to say, the part of Kedusha that was meant to go into golus. Because in order to create things that are unholy, the divine spark has to be in golus. But then the sages say that when we went into golus, then the Shechina went into golus with us. That means another level or another layer of golus, and that is when the pnimius hakdusha, when that which is from the inner holiness goes into golus, that brings the inner Shechina. Not only the hind part, the external part, but the inner part of the Shechina goes into golus with us. When we are subjected to other nations and dependent on them and so on, we have to receive, and depend on the kindness that we get from other nations, then the Pnimius HaKedusha is in exile within Klippa. And then the Pnimius HaShchina is exiled with us, and that's called Golus Shlema. Then the Golus of the Shchina is total, is complete. In the Hayem Yem for Chof Ches Tishrei, for the 28th of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes, Im b'chukesai teilechu, etc. v'nasati gishmeichem b'itam. Taita says, if you will go and follow my commandments, then I will give you the reins in time, in their time. Which means, in Beruchnis, that limud ha-Taita, v'kiyam ha-mitzvahs, the study of Taita, and the going in the ways of Taita, the fulfillment of mitzvahs, heim tabas ha-kidushin. That's the wedding ring, Shebahem Kiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael, with which God marries the Jew, Lehischayiv Lozun Esam Ulefarnasim. And in this engagement, in this marriage, God takes the responsibility, like in a marriage, to support and to provide for the people, for the Jews.